Linda McMahon stepped out of the ring as the CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment 8 years ago. In her new job as chief of the Small Business Administration, McMahon is relying on her experience as a self-made business owner. She hopes to be a bridge between the agency and entrepreneurs. In part one of her interview with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, McMahon discusses her first few months in office and her priorities for small business.
I'm very happy with the start that we've made here at SBA. I'm learning an awful lot about government, that is for sure, and how government works and how we need to, you know, navigate those waters. I'm very confident in the direction that I give relative to business, but I have to make sure also that I'm properly schooled and how to best handle things, you know, from a government perspective or from a legislative perspective. I think we've been working very hard here at SBA to create a culture of excitement and pride of being part of SBA, and that I've instituted our operation along the lines of two words, effective and efficient. And if it's not effective and efficient, we need to reevaluate it. We need to understand why it is we're doing it, and let's move forward to make it effective and efficient and be accountable for it, or let's get it off the table. So I think that culture has been put in place, and I drive it every single day. So I'm very happy with the response we've been getting. When we had National Small Business Week last month, it was an incredibly successful week. I went to five states in 5 days, and it was incredible to go to district offices and to tour small businesses and to have small business roundtables during that week. So I think we're off to a really good start. A lot of work to do, but I think we're off to a really good start.
I covered a bit of the ceremony with the award ceremony from the office here, and it really is interesting with such a wide range. You've got a Hawaiian brewery, and then you've got these businesses that are very specific for government, but then you've got everything in between, but everybody's all in the same boat when it comes to small business.
Well, it is, and you know what we continue to work on for our small businesses, one of the primary concerns is access to capital. And so the fact that SBA underwrites, guarantees various different kinds of loans to make sure that our small businesses can get that access to capital. But in addition to helping them get access to capital, one of the things that I find to be as important, well, almost as important, is the mentoring process. Because there are many entrepreneurs that really want to go into business, but they don't exactly know how. So, you know, with our resource partners like SCORE, like our Women's Business Centers, with our Veterans Outreach Programs, we have the ability to do a lot of mentoring for those entrepreneurs and to help them understand what it is they need to, A, start their business, to grow it, make it successful, and then some of those businesses that have already started who come back, we try to help them to scale their business and transition to that next level. So I do think that the mentoring, and that's one of the focus of our field offices, is to continue to ensure that these businesses that start are going to be successful.
I'm glad that you mentioned the mentorship. I attended one of your earlier confirmation hearings where you had talked about mentorship for entrepreneurs, growing and creating jobs, and disaster relief being some of your priorities. So it sounds like, at the very least, mentorship has not changed for you at all. But are those other ones also still on your list of priorities, and how are you working those into the agency for your first year?
As I said to the Senate hearing, my confirmation hearing, I found out the day before my confirmation hearing that disaster relief actually was part of SBA. And I thought, wow, this is one of the most important things that SBA has to do, because disaster can happen at any moment when you least expect it. And so I toured, as part of Small Business Week, our disaster relief facility that is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There are about 800 employees there. And the tracking that goes on to follow, storms and other weather patterns and other things that can influence, you know, disaster areas, was amazing. Disaster relief is incredibly important, and it's It is so important because we are helping to get businesses and families back on their feet. It is the only time that SBA engages in helping home mortgage loans as well as small business loans to get back up and running.
Switching gears just a little bit, you had mentioned also during that confirmation and that you women-owned small businesses, service-disabled veterans, those are priorities for you, along with finding the right advocates in the market. Wondering how you're working that in also into SBA this year and in your leadership. Are they still also priorities for you? I saw that the small business goals this year had kind of shifted a little bit compared to last year. And wondering how you'll work towards helping those minority small businesses.
You know, I am constantly always working to make sure that we can maximize, our program services in the field. The Women Business Centers, our SCORE program. In fact, yesterday afternoon, I was very happy to meet with the CEO of SCORE and to go through the programs, that they were working on. And then we have our Emerging Leaders Program. That is held, in our district offices. During my travels and meeting with small businesses, had many of those entrepreneurs tell me that if it weren't for the Emerging Leader Program, that they would not have been able to have properly managed, their companies and seen the growth that they had. So I think that we're doing, we're really doing some good work in the field, and I'm continuing to learn more about the work that we're doing and how effective, those offices are.
That's SBA Administrator Linda McMahon speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Tomorrow, in part two of her interview, McMahon talks about a brand new marketing campaign to get the word out to all SBA has to offer and what the agency is doing for its part to prepare for the government reorganization. We'll post the interview and Meredith's story at federalnewsradio.com.